What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out. Just going to wait for some of you to start coming in. And we are live from New York City. We are right by the Hudson River. And it's been fantastic. Fantastic 24 hours. Fantastic 24 hours. Just waiting for you guys to kind of like swing by. But we got a couple of extra toys. I had a meeting yesterday with the great people from Smoove, so shout out to them. We're going to be collaborating and doing a lot of great work within the next couple of days and so on. So, hey, what's going on? What's going on, JB? Good morning. Good morning. It is 9:51, almost 10 a.m. on the East Coast. We just had some breakfast and we're about to take on New York City. We're about to take on the city and just go there and film. So I'm going to be filming the Smoove 4 versus DJI Osmo Mobile. And then in the process, I'm going to be gathering a lot of footage, a lot of B-roll, a lot of vlogging stuff for upcoming projects. So that's what's going to be happening. But yeah, we're going to be unboxing a new gimbal. So many gimbals. I have right now a couple of gimbals. Hey, MAC address, what's going on, man? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome. I'll wait for you guys to come in. But yeah, we're going to be unboxing. Not going to lie, I came in to the East Coast for a wedding. I'm going to be attending a wedding. And then, you know, I figured, hey, what a great opportunity to go out and film in New York City. So right now we're right in front of the Hudson River. And there's like some construction. That's why you can see like all that stuff going on right outside the hotel. Congrats, MAC address. I saw that you got the Osmo. That's awesome, man. Congrats. Tag me whenever you post anything. I would totally love to check out those videos. But you have some really, 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 really good. Coda Allison, what's up? What's up? What's up? Yeah, we're going to unbox some stuff. The great people from Smoove gave me a couple of extra gifts. So we had a great meeting yesterday with a couple of people from Smoove, the people who make the Smoove Mobile. For those of you who don't know, Smoove Mobile is this gimbal over here, pretty familiar looking. On other countries, is known as Vimbo, manufactured by Fiutech, but in the States is known as Smoove Mobile. So the coolest thing about this specific gimbal is that on top of the regular stabilization is that it extends. And at the beginning, I was like, oh, selfie stick, yeah, but having that extra couple of inches just gives you so much more on the frame. And yesterday, we spent the whole day filming in New York City. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw that we were in like the 37th floor at the what was the hotel?
Renaissance.
At the Renaissance.
At Midtown.
At Midtown. Midtown. Not the one in Times Square. We did the one in Midtown. And that view was incredible. So I recorded a lot of it with the Smoove because it gives me a little bit better field of view. So I've already talked about this gimbal for quite some time now. I would say for the past couple months, they were the very first company to reach out to me and share their products with me. So I'm super grateful of their time and opportunity. And they've refined it. So let's go ahead and start opening the Smoove Mobile box. I never did a proper unboxing about the Smoove Mobile. I'm gonna bring this down over here. I can't destroy those boxes because I need them. But the Smoove Mobile comes with a really decent packaging. Nothing out of the ordinary. You get the really nice graphics in the front. You get an okay graphic in the back. Nothing too fancy out of the way. You know, it's compatible with Android, iOS, and all that fun stuff. But the moment we start opening this thing up, this is when the fun begins. So they've added a couple things. If you were to pick up a Smoove product, especially the Smooth Mobile nowadays, you're going to get a really nice soft pouch with it now. So that's something that they were sharing with me. It's like, oh, we got a pouch now. It's pretty nice. That way you can carry it around. You don't have to throw it in the bag. So this is the way it looks. It's like a really nice, you know, just straight to the point zipper pouch. Simply move it around. And I love the brand new smell. And here we go. Smooth Mobile, just the same one that I was showing you earlier. Really nice finish. Smells like new. I love it. So it comes in this really nice pouch. I personally like this because right now I'm traveling with I brought in my DJI Osmo Mobile, my Smooth Mobile, and then I brought in my Smooth 4 because after this video, I'm about to go to Washington Square and probably Central Park and record that DJI Osmo Mobile versus Smooth 4 video. I've been playing with it all morning doing time lapses, and it's looking pretty good. But back to the action, opening the Smooth Mobile. Also, another thing that they're putting in the box is this little thing. And this, to me, just adds so much value. This, my friends, is none other than a small tripod. This little guy just simply opens up, and it's very low-key, very low profile. So it doesn't add as much of crazy elevation as, for example, the Manfrotto. Right, so this also gives you stabilization, right? Maybe you want to just put in your smartphone and just hold it. The thing that I like about this little thing is that now most gimbals are coming with it. When I opened and unboxed the Smooth 4, it came with a tripod. So now these guys are jamming in a little mini tripod, which is very, very useful for the same exact price. If I'm not mistaken, it's $159 for the Smooth Mobile. Which by itself is really good value because you wouldn't really need to bring any monopods or anything like that because you're already getting really good extension. So yeah, that's the bonus that they started adding to their products, that they're jamming in a carrying case, a little soft neoprene pouch. They're adding the little tripod, and it comes with, you know, with the regular cables. But I don't know if I ever talked about this, is that they actually add the, like, if you're on Android, this is even more useful. I'm on iOS, so not as much. But these little cables, they're like very, very thin, low profile. That way you can charge at the same time, because the Smooth has the USB port like right up top here, that we don't have to go crazy. Just plug it in here and straight into the phone. Not that much travel. So that's a little bit of the unboxing of the Smooth Mobile. Now let's take a look at what you guys are saying over here. This new stuff smell, it's like a drip. Dude, for real, like smelling new stuff is like so satisfying. Do you agree, Laura?
What?
The smell of new stuff.
No, that's just you.
You don't like it? Oh, well, you're an alien. That's my wife, she's just.
Unless it's a brand new car.
Yeah, that's true. What would you suggest for somebody on a budget? I dropped the user manual. On a budget, gimbal. I mean, at this point, I'm going to be honest with you. There's just so many players in the game at this point. But the predominant ones are going to be DJI, Zhiyun, Fiutech, Smooth. Smooth's, you know, they're doing really good work. They've been posting a lot of social media stuff, so you guys should definitely go and follow them on Instagram so you can see they're coming up with a bunch of really cool stuff. They announced a lens, they announced another stabilizer in a different color. I would say in a budget, man, if you have $100 to spare, you can't go wrong with the Smooth Q. But it all comes down to your context, right? So if you're filming mostly things, more cinematic shots or things that might require that extension, that is not a bad choice. The Smooth Mobile is really, really good. I used it all day yesterday. And I'm going to be editing this weekend a couple of those videos and uploading them to my channel and some future stuff that I'll be announcing soon. because there's some collaborations happening with Smoove as well. Let's see what's up. So yeah, Coda, I would suggest either the Smoove Q or Smoove Mobile. You know, the DJI is great as well. I just feel that at this point, software and other extra features might be a tipping, you know, tipping of the scale for somebody else. DJI Osmo Mobile is fantastic. They're all pretty similar in the core ability of stabilization, but it's just the extra things that you might be thinking of doing. So let me know if you're doing vlogging or if you're doing cinematic shots or things like that. That way I can give you a little bit more refined recommendation. Hey, what's up, Nelson Marquez? What's up? How was New York? I am in New York right now. I'm in a hotel, a Hyatt, right in front of the Hudson River. It's Hudson River's that way, in New York City's that way. Actually, we just had breakfast, and I posted a boomerang on Instagram. So if you guys check it out, if not, I'm going to show you a photo. But that was the breakfast view, man, like incredible. And it was kind of raining. So that's from the balcony from when we had breakfast. It was beautiful. And we're going to cross the river and try to go there. Akash Kumar, hey MT, I'm from India. Hey, what's up, man? Want to know your views on Smoove 4. So Smoove 4, it's actually right here in front of me. I've been testing it in the past couple days all morning, and I'm about to cross the Hudson River to go to New York City and record there. I'm going to do a comparison video. I'm going to do a head-to-head. I'm going to do two videos today as far as filming. One of them is going to be the brain explosion. One of them is going to be the comparison between the DJI Osmo Mobile and the Smoove 4. I'm going to do a five reasons why I like the Smoove 4, just like I've done for the previous gimbals. And then I'm going to be recording a lot of B-roll, a lot of content. Also, I am traveling tonight to Philadelphia, and I, depending on my workflow, I might do that darn video editing workflow like you guys have been requesting for quite some time. Now I feel it's a way better time than ever because I have all this awesome footage from the city. So I'm definitely contemplating doing that. And then depending on how my day goes today, I might even do another live from New York City, but no promises. Keep an eye out. Ring that bell if you want to come back and be notified. But it'll be cool to kind of like live stream from Central Park or something like that. I don't know. I've never done that before, so it's super cool. Let's see. I'm interested about these Smoove 4 and Pro. The Pro, what do you mean about the Pro, JB? Let me know what the Pro. The Smoove 4, it's right here. I'm gonna compare it between the DJI Osmo Mobile. Have you tried Oloclip or Moment lenses on a gimbal? So no, not yet. Mac Address was asking if I've used any other extra lenses like Oloclip on the gimbal, but I bought the Moment anamorphic lens. Should be shipping soon. They're done with the crowdfunding. So at some point we should be getting that, and I'm going to test it out. Having said that, the next item that I'm going to unbox has something interesting that might be pertinent to lenses and things like that. So stick around. Oh, I'm so excited because this is a new gimbal. I haven't touched that gimbal ever. It's the first time I'm going to have it. I'm going to own it. I'm going to be able to play with it on a day-to-day basis. So expect more content on this brand new gimbal. But you could get a universal counterweight. Moment started selling their counterweight, but hang tight because the gimbal that I might show you something different, and your mind juices might be, you know, what about this? What about that? Let's see. JB, I've tried the first Osmo Mobile and I love it, but still looking. Yeah, the first Osmo Mobile was really good. That's pretty much, that was my gateway drug. That's what got me into like mostly the gimbals. I didn't buy the original Osmo because it was too expensive, but then Osmo Mobile came out. I was like, yeah, this is it. As a DIY musician, I use my phone to record everything, vocals and everything. I want to work on some low-budget music videos as well. Coda, having a stabilizer will give you some really awesome crane shots, really cool transitions. So think about this, man. With a gimbal like this, you'll be able to have jib shots like going up and down. I don't know if you've seen on my YouTube videos about doing crane shots. Oh, sorry guys, we're just super tired, but crane shots. This becomes kind of like a slider, right? You can slide with it, and it absorbs the impact. So you have so many possibilities with this. They have no idea. You need me to lower down?
Yes.
My wife's like snapping at me. She's saying that I'm screaming. Well, right now it's 10 a.m. Everybody should be going up to breakfast, right? So yeah, definitely doing DIY stuff on the iPhone or any smartphone that you have is what you should be doing, absolutely. Especially on the moment stuff like guitar playthroughs, drum playthroughs, you know, any type of content that you want to create to add up to the bottom line, library of your music, of your band, of your musical career. That's fantastic. You know, the more tools that are going to give you a little bit better quality, hand sound, definitely a really good investment. Nelson. Yeah, totally. Nelson. I can't wait. I'm going to go out and enjoy. Olaf. Which one do you use the most? Oh man, yesterday I was using the whole day. You gotta understand, right now I have the Smooth Mobile right here. This is one darn awesome gimbal. It's versatile, it's hefty, but not too heavy. It extends, it rotates, it doesn't have any knobs. This guy has the portrait switching, which was really cool. Like, have you ever been in a situation, for those of you who have gimbals already, that when you turn on your gimbal, kind of like this, and then you want to post something on Instagram, you either take it off, go to Instagram, put it back on, or you just turn it off like this, and then you just start using this, like going around with the gimbal attached to it. That was me yesterday. But with something like this, I was posting on Instagram just by holding the trigger and pressing the mode button. It goes to portrait, and then straight from here I do the Instagram boomerangs or whatever, double click, back in the game. These type of things are the ones that are make me wonder or make me question, like, which one is truly the best gimbal, because there's no right or wrong answer. It all comes down to what you do every single day. I can tell you that the Osmo is better, I can tell you that the Smooth is better. But if you see one of those features that are like, aha, that's the one that sticks with me, you can't really go wrong. Like personally, I love this gimbal a lot. I have the Osmo Mobile with me as well. I have the Smooth 4 here as well. So you get the idea, right? So all of them are fantastic. It all comes down to what's the favorite, the features that hit the spot for you. All right, let's keep reading. What do we got over here? Wow, my wife's literally dancing in front of me, like trying to distract me. It's not gonna work. It's not gonna work, lady. It's a trap. my gimbal has been delayed again. Oh man, Flow Motion One is still in production. Tired of waiting. Almost 1 of 5. Yeah, almost a half a year. Yeah. So, Nelson, were you trying to get the Osmo, or which one were you trying to get? Are you making a lot of? I'm
sorry, I'm just trying to find a charger.
A charger?
Yeah.
Here's a charger. Sorry, guys, my wife needs a charger. Take it. No, don't apologize to me. Apologize to them. Come here and say hi.
No.
Come here and say hi. Come here and say hi. She's the star of the show, and she knows it. That's my wife, guys.
I'm the star of the show.
Well, I mean, you're the model. You help me.
I look rough.
Here's your car. Okay. Peace. Chuck, is Smooth Pro better than Osmo Mobile 2? Well, Chuck, you have hit the spot. And the beautiful people from Smooth hooked me up with a secondary item. And this happens to be the Smooth Pro. How crazy is that? Now, guys, there's different levels of craftsmanship on these gimbals. Definitely the Smooth Mobile is more of a traditional plastic, similar to the DJI Osmo Mobile 2. But they have the Smooth Pro, which is actually a completely different build. So yeah, we're going to unbox this right now. On which one you get the smooth? So this is the Smooth Pro JB. And the cool thing about the Smooth Pro is that packaging is definitely different. You see, you got that magnetic box, really nice. Smoothpro.com, go check them out. Okay. Dude, it's like to a certain extent, it's like shoe smell. You know that brand new shoe smell? So good. I don't know. It's so weird. But now here it is. Let me put it this way. This guy is so beautiful because this gimbal is literally metal. Like everything is so high quality. It's hard, unapologetic metal. I don't have anything harder to ring it. But this is literally solid, a solid piece of metal. And I was talking to the Smooth people yesterday with about this gimbal. Now, the cool thing about this, the Smooth Pro, you see that? This guy rotates 100%, 360 degrees, like the Smooth Q, but with a way better build quality. Hands down, loving this build. The design in the frame is very detailed as far as like the sleek curves and edges. Everything is like very nice, very sharp. I met the guy who actually makes these, and it's just mind-blowing the way that you know, they talk about their product and they describe their product. So yeah, the Smooth Pro is here, but here's the kicker, guys. Inside the packaging, you also get, oh, you heard that? That's how you know it's metal. Here. Yeah. You see this? This little thing is an adapter. It's like a three situation adapter. I wouldn't know the name. That is a GoPro adapter because it does have a GoPro adapter built into it. So you wouldn't have to buy any accessories, any mounts, any brackets, or anything like that. All you really do is remove the screw in the back and attach the adapter. And then you just simply mount the GoPro to it. So this one automatically gives you way more value as far as GoPro. For those of you who do a lot of GoPro in action shot, this is incredible. And of course it comes with a USB stick. You see, I'm like, USB port, micro USB port. But here's the thing that I was talking about with the moment lenses and things like that, right? Sometimes when you're doing heavy stuff, you might need a counterweight, and it comes with a counterweight. Like this should be standard right now for most gimbals, to be honest with you, because the whole idea is that the moment you add some extra weight, you can actually screw this extra counterweight right on the side like this. You just simply screw it sideways, and that's it. Why do we have to complicate our lives with extra things that you have to buy? Dude, these guys included this little thing, and it just makes so much sense. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if I can do my case with my phone at the same time as I'm filming. So it does come with a little counterweight for that same exact situation. So very, very, very useful, very well. Bravo, Smooth. This guy is incredible. Now, as far as the price and everything for the Smooth Pro, I'm about to open their site right now so I can share all those details with you guys, because I'm going to test it. And I think, based on what they were saying, I think this is going to be one of my favorite gimbals. Now, this is the Smooth Pro, and the Smooth Pro is right now $219. Right now it supports, if I'm not mistaken, up to 220 grams of a payload, so to speak. 3x stabilization, you know the deal, all that fun stuff, charges your phone, all that fun stuff as well. But they do have like a bunch of different controls and things on their website so you can see. But the rotation, it's full 360, guys. So that is definitely very, very useful. And, you know, they have an iOS and Android app, and the battery life is in between 6 to 7 hours, given the fact that these motors that they put in on this gimbal are actually a little bit more powerful, a little bit more fluid. I haven't tested it out. I'm going to go test it out, so expect a couple of impression videos and overview videos because this looks sick. It's very, very sturdy, very nice metal built. So I like this a lot. Now this one, it has a similar situation as the other one. So any smartphone will simply fit here. Actually, you know what, since I'm here, why don't we do this? Why don't we rock it? I'm gonna go ahead and grab my phone, put it in. Now for those of you who have any red phones, this one has the red accents. This might look really cool. Now I'm pretty sure this is why they included the counterweight, but it doesn't, what they were telling me is that you don't have to worry too much about like the actual like balance of things. So if I were to turn this guy on, I don't think it has any battery yet, but let's see. Yeah, it might not have any battery yet, so I would have to, yeah, I'm gonna have to charge it still. But yeah, I'll put it to charge and then we'll do proper testing. It was just like an impulse for the moment. All right, let's see what you guys got to say. Let me put this to the side here for a moment. All right. So Chuck, a Smooth Pro better than the Osmo 2? I got to test it, but at least I know that the build quality is better. It is definitely sturdier. It's a metal build instead of a plastic build. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the details on that. At least right now, as far as the build goes, it's not as heavy as I thought it was going to be. You know, because you hear metal, oh, metal construction, you know, stuff like that. But so far, the build qualities, I feel it's much better. I'm Alan from Taiwan. Just bought an Osmo 2. Congrats, man. Congrats. Osmo Mobile 2 is still a phenomenal option, guys. That's why I throw in the question to you, which one do you think is the best gimbal, because every gimbal brings something unique to the table that, you know, it all comes down to what you really need for the type of filming that you're doing. So yeah, congrats, Alan, on your Osmo. That's super exciting. If you guys make any videos, I would love to check them out. You guys, some of you are creating some amazing things, which is the whole idea, to get you out there and excited and to film. You need the video like unboxing Smooth Pro. What is this Pro? Thanks. So yeah, man, that is this guy that I just unboxed. It's called the Smooth Pro. And what it does is that it has a much better build quality, full 360 degree spin. And as far as what they told me, there's an actual hidden switch in the back right here. And when you turn that on, you can actually put a GoPro, and the GoPro turns around and this kind of like hangs that way. So you can use the GoPro and then it comes back to you. Just like kind of like what the Smooth Q does. But you have the ability to do it or not do it, which is kind of cool. Is it me or the audio went down? Did the audio went down? Are we still live, guys? Let me know. Great material with three gimbals. You opened my eyes to the fact that all products offer the same and the differences are primarily software. Most of them are going to be primarily software. Charisma TV, I hope I'm saying it right. But most of them are gonna give you the basis of stabilization. So pretty much every gimbal will do the same exact thing. It's just unboxing. Stabilization. Most gimbals will give you that stabilization. So whether you have a DJI Osmo Mobile, Smooth Pro, Smooth 4, like guys, this is a mess right now. I have like 7 gimbals on me right now here in New York City, and I left some at home. It's crazy. So I got a lot of work to do. But at the end of the day, all these gimbals are going to do the same exact thing.
they will simply stabilize your footage as that basic thing. It's the extra things like the extension, like the full 360 rotation or the software that is going to be that one differentiating factor. But if you want to get smooth footage, you can't really go wrong with any of these. You definitely all, you have the ability to kind of like get as close as possible and trying to kind of like predict where you're going to be. Oh, I'm thinking that I might like this. I'm thinking that I'm going to be getting into more cinematic approach. Then you start making those tweaks in your decisions and getting the product that gets you closer to that goal. But I feel it all starts with setting your goal and expectations. What do you want to achieve and what are you doing to learn it? Because you can go out and get the best, most expensive gimbal or get, you know, as many gimbals as you want. But if you don't have a goal and if you don't know what you're going to film, then some of you might just leave it in a drawer, you know? So set up a plan, set up a goal, try to figure out, try to emulate some of the videos that you like. That way you start seeing how the process goes and you start getting better at it. This is important because many people I talk with base their purchase on a gimbal and a GoPro. Yes, absolutely. Hands down, man. That's why it's so down. It's a decision based on the user, 100%. This is not about me. This is not about Smooth. This is about you guys. And all I want to do is bring as many gimbals as possible until you get to a point that's like, that's the one that has the feature that I like. A lot of you do GoPro, action cameras, things like that, smartphones. And that's why you have a lot of options nowadays. So definitely great, great, great call out. Renny, do you think they're getting they're out of updates for the Android app to fix all the problems with it? Renny, if you're talking about the Smooth Mobile, Smooth Pro, all that stuff, yes. So I had a conversation yesterday with some Smooth representatives in New York City, and they are the challenge that they were having is that, of course, just like any other app in development, when you develop an app for iOS, it's technically one app. Everything is streamlined. Everything is virtually the same, so to speak. So you have to create one or two versions of the app if you're doing like iPad stuff. But on iOS, that's what's faster and easier to develop for because you have that one app. Then this is pretty much according to them. I'm not a developer. I have no idea on how that process goes. I'm just giving you what they told me because I raised that concern because some of you have it. What they were telling me is that Android has so many handsets that you would have to create literally one individual app for every single iteration of smartphone that's available right now. So you have a constant app development going from Samsung Galaxy Note 8, Samsung Galaxy S8, Samsung Galaxy S9, Pixel, LG phones, right? So it's a much slower process and tedious process because you have to literally create a brand new app for every single model according to them. They are rolling out updates on a monthly basis. They told me yesterday that at least on the Android front, in iOS front, they continue to update. They're gathering feedback and they love to listen to that feedback, whether it's in the app comments or emails or things like that. You know, definitely they're working on it. That's what they told me yesterday. So some of those issues that you might have seen on the apps, rest assured that according to them, everything should be, you know, supported as time goes on. So keep an eye out for that. And yet the mobile market phones has developed such cameras built in. The gimbal is a great compliment to them. Yes, absolutely. Anytime, and I appreciate your time. Thank you for hanging out and sharing your thoughts. But you're hitting the nail there, man. The GoPro thing, you know, it all comes down to what's important to you. Brother material about how to use the gimbal. In my opinion, you should not replace body movement. Many people keep it rigid. The effect support. Yes, that is super, super important. And I actually did a tips video on gimbals, DJI Osmo Mobile, I think it was the name. And one of the tips was the proper footing, the proper walking and stuff like that. So absolutely. What's up, man? Jiron Duty. Hey, what's up, man? Should I regret buying the Zhiyun Smooth 4? That Pro looks next level. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't tested it out yet. The Pro looks incredible. But once again, today I'm taking the Smooth 4 to downtown New York City to test it out and try this, because this is up my alley. This is a little bit more of a higher learning curve, so to speak. So if you're already familiar with gimbals, that might give you, I would say, kind of like more of a DSLR feel, where instead of just hitting the one button, you have a lot of buttons, a lot of knobs to twist. So yeah, I'm going to test it out, but I'll let you know. Absolutely. Cool. I Miss Pokey, Jesus, I hear you. For GoPro, how would it compare to Karma Grip? Man, I'm going to be honest with you. Karma Grip at this point, it was such a great idea, great opportunity, because it's ideally a gimbal. The thing is that with most of these things, you have a gimbal for a phone and also GoPro. So you have a multi-purpose. The Karma Grip, as far as I know, only works for the GoPro. So if you want to do smartphone stuff for Instagram, Snapchat, or things like that, you might have to carry an additional thing. Like, here's an example, right? Like, on this thing, you can actually flip it sideways, and you can stick a GoPro right in between, right there. I do it all the time, and I did a couple videos. And then that new Smooth Pro that we just opened comes with the GoPro adapter in it. Here it is. It's like, and it's like a metal build, so it's like really cool. Here, pretty cool, right? So yeah, man, Karma Grip was at that point really good. I just feel that GoPro should have done a gimbal, like just a regular gimbal that you could do phone, that you could do GoPro, that you could do other things rather than GoPro. But let me know. I don't know if any of you have any Karma Grip. How do you like it? I personally tried it once when it first came out, but I never pursued it. I don't know if it has any tracking modes, any time-lapse rotation modes, or anything like that. So let me know if some of you have it. Does the Smooth Pro have an extension like the Smooth Mobile? It does not. It doesn't have an extension. A way around that would be kind of like a monopod, but then that would be something else that you would have to bring. I feel that the average smartphone filmmaker can benefit a lot from the Smooth Mobile, because number one, it does left or right handed mode. Yes, I don't know if you guys remember that, but that is a really, really, really cool feature with this guy. So if you were to turn it on, you can actually just simply rotate. Oh, I'm a righty, but now I'm a lefty. You can flip it around and have that open path. If you're like standard footed versus goofy footed, you have that motor in the way, you can actually just rotate this around and it finds its way automatically, which is really cool. And of course, the extension for skateboarding and things like that, it gives you really cool angles. I recorded a lot of angles yesterday from New York City, and that's the reason why I brought it, and I'm very happy that I did, because I was able to get some really cool shots. And then also, a lot of people have been having issues with the actual time-lapse capability of these thing. It's super easy. Mode button, 1, 2, 3, 4. Set your start point, press the mode button. Set your end point, press the mode button. That's it. It's a little complicated, a little unusual, but it's awesome. It's awesome. I did a time-lapse yesterday from one of the rooftop bars from the Renaissance Hotel in Midtown. Whew, some fire coming out, man. I'm super excited to start working on that. I might have to tell my wife to drive to Philadelphia so I can edit on the car. What do you think about that, Laura?
What?
Yeah, what's up? This one does. Oh, the Pro doesn't. Yeah, no. No, it does not. No, that didn't. Yeah. All right. Let's see what else we got. My wife had the same exact question. She thought the Pro extended, but it does not. Let me try it again, because I don't want to be talking smack over here, just making sure. But yeah, this does not extend.
Just giving you the heads up. It has a really nice grip, though. Really nice. It reminds me like a dumbbell grip or something like that. Quarter inch mounted bottom. You have your mode button. You have your rotation. Oh, that's another thing that this one has. I'm going to actually start charging it and do a proper video about the five things I like about it. I think that's going to be like the norm. I'm going to consolidate everything to five reasons why I like this gimbal and then slowly dissect things in YouTube lives for you. But you know how the other gimbals, you can actually just simply rotate the grip part. This one, when you hit the portrait mode, it just simply goes to portrait like that. So originally is like this. If you hit the portrait mode, it just rotates sideways. So it's very efficient, very smart. But once again, this is what I'm talking about. This feature right here, I feel is very valuable. And of course, the build quality is incredible. Super pumped about it. I'm going to test this out too. All right, what do we got here? that's a smooth profile. Okay, decapsule. The differences between the Vimbo 2 and the Smooth Vimbo features not named. Technically, the same gimbal. I was talking about this with the Smooth people. And what they did is that they actually have that same product. The name in the U.S. is called the Smooth Mobile. It's owned by them, manufactured by FiuTech. And then FiuTech in Asian countries calls it the Vimbo because it was originally named like that over there. And of course, you can't really export things back. So they decided, okay, we call it this way in the U.S., we call it that way in overseas and stuff like that. But if you were to buy the Smooth Mobile in the Vimbo are pretty much kind of like the same build, but the apps are different. Software is going to be different. All right. Have you used any wireless mics, like the idea of having a lapel mics to record? You can. I've tested them randomly. I just feel that it adds another layer of things that you have to deal with on a situation like running and gunning. I like not to have to worry about that. Like, for example, walking in New York City, I was able to just, boom, start recording, not have to worry about things. But for a more professional setting, I do see the need of that. So having a lapel mic definitely helps out. There are some angled lightning cables and lightning adapters for microphones that you might be able to find. I'm thinking about one of the solutions. I found an adapter on Amazon that allows you to plug in the regular headphone jack products to it, and it's angled. That way you can go flush against the back and not have to bend a wire or something like that. So hopefully we can get to that soon and hang out and test these things. But yeah, if a company comes out with an audio solution that works, then they're going to do BAM because that's a big opportunity. What's your initial thoughts on the Smooth 4? Dude, the Smooth 4 is fantastic. I'm not going to lie. I am right now on this YouTube channel. I test everything. No stone is unturned as long as I can get to it, you know? but the Smooth 4 is fantastic. I've been testing right now the motion time lapses. I've been testing just the stability, the wheel. It's great. So we have a couple different videos coming up with that. So keep your eyes out. So it's drone photos. Hello, hello. Can you show us how to put a GoPro with the Smooth Mobile? Yes. You know what? For you, absolutely. Let me get this GoPro. Yeah, we need to get ready, guys. So I'm gonna have to cut this short right now because my wife just wants me to close this. No, I'm not gonna close the laptop. You know what? Go sleep.
I didn't say we have to. I have to get ready.
I'm kidding, guys.
I just want to sleep.
Then sleep. There's some earplugs right next to the table, actually. All right, guys. So, have you used any wireless? Can you show us? All right, Rennie, this is for you, dear Rennie. I have a GoPro Hero 3, pretty much the same size of the other ones. If you have a Smooth Mobile, such as this, of course, typically you have the ability, right, to get the adapter that goes right next to it. But if you were to just simply rotate the grip sideways, you can technically mount the camera off to the side. And then I'm going to turn it on for you. Let me balance it. That way it looks nice and dandy. But you see how it is? It's just chilling there. Chilling like a villain. Now, the one thing you have to be careful is on the side that you don't press the wireless button. That's why at times I recommend having the frame. Right? This frame is very useful for that same exact reason, because it adds an additional little layer of distance, like a couple centimeters. But for example, we put this guy on. We lock it in place. We got the camera. We got the grip, right? So this adds a little bit more of a volume to the side. And you just simply plug that guy in. And you know what, guys? I'm actually motivated today. So I might as well do a similar video. And this is it. And that's how you do it. It just goes there and it goes on. Selfie mode. There we go. It finds its way. And you can kind of like vlog it up. Make sure you balance it. We'll kind of like balance it out to the side a little bit. This is it. So it's kind of trying to figure itself out. Let me make sure I'm balanced here as well. Let me turn it off real quick. It's going to one side more than the other. And then you just simply kind of like push this side to the other side there. That way you can get a little bit more extra juice, extra balance there. And action. Yep. And that's it, guys. You simply kind of like hold it there. And if you want to film forward, right now it's on follow mode. You can simply kind of like press the mode button and lock it in place and kind of like go there. So that's how I would do it. Pretty cool. Hope that works, man. But you know what? Let's try it with no nothing. Because if you have the Wi-Fi on, you have the Wi-Fi on. It is what it is. Let me try this out. Keep the GoPro there. There it is. There you have it. Oh, there you have it, folks. Now, some people were like, oh, but what if I want to show what's happening in the front? Well, easy. Just make sure you're in the pan follow mode. This is the one that locks the vertical grip. And just simply flip it around. On a GoPro, there's no LCD. You're not going to see anything. So just simply make sure you're holding it this way. And then when you're ready to go, just simply rotate it. With the Smooth Pro, there's an actual button that rotates 180 and it goes back and forth. But this is kind of like the way the Karma Grip works. It's a similar layout in terms of how the stabilization is placed. But once again, you get an extra couple of inches here to get some really nice crane shots, like a jib crane. This is great, man. This is one of my favorite gimbals right now. I always have it with me. I always have this and another gimbal. So this will be really good option. Really good option. So hope that helped, Ranny. If you have any other questions, let me know. Should I dump my Osmo Mobile and get a Smooth? Not really, Mac. If you're able to get the shots that you want, you get the shots that you want. You can probably do the same exact thing with the DJI Osmo Mobile. If you feel that having the extra extension might benefit you, then go ahead, get it. But I wouldn't get rid of the Osmo. If that's the one that you already invested in, use it. Pedal to the metal, you know? And if you feel like, oh, I want to add another dimension of cinematic shots and stuff like that, then you can't go wrong with something like this. Now, this one does have the trigger. So, for example, if you're in follow mode, and this is lock mode. If you're in follow mode, double click and see how this one looks down, looks up. you can go from point A to point B, and then you can actually use your thumb to kind of like lock it in place. It's the trigger that the original Osmo had. So you can like look up, look down, but then if you want to lock it, you just hold the trigger. So you can go back and forth. So it's a really cool extra feature that it has. And for smartphones, it does have the telephoto and wide shots there. Yep, yep, yep. Perfect. What up, dear gamer? What's going on, man? Thank you for stopping by. Does Yoon Smooth rotate 360 like that? I know this is not about that gimbal, but I have to wait 3 to 11 to get it. So the Smooth, are we talking about the Smooth 4? Because the Smooth Q does 180 spins in 360 degrees. The Smooth 4 does not. The Smooth 4, which is this guy over here, caps, doesn't do full 360 rotations. This one caps at 320, if I'm not mistaken, 320 degrees. But the Smooth Q does, absolutely. And I've tried parallax zoom with the Osmo 2, and it's awesome. Yeah, you can actually do that vertigo effect with pretty much every gimbal. And I'm actually doing a vertigo shootout soon. I might do it from Philadelphia to create that effect of compressing the background. So stay around for that in the coming weeks. I wish the Smooth extended out like 8 feet. You could potentially put a monopod on it and get an extra couple feet there. Thank you for taking the time to respond to our questions. Really appreciate it. Anytime, Randy. I mean, this is what it's all about. I enjoy it. You guys enjoy it. And the whole goal is for you guys to enjoy your devices and to realize that you don't really need fancy gear, super expensive rigs to capture the moments that you want to capture, whether it's family shots or kids shots, or you just want to show and document your life just so you can go back and see all the awesome things you made. That's the point. And of course, you got to tag me when you upload them because I would love to see them. William Alvarado, what's up? What's good? I think DJI just copies Yiyun. Hey, man, you know, it's like they all look very similar. So you see, we got DJI over here. We got the Smooth by Smooth Mobile, manufactured by Fiutech. Then we have over here the Smooth 4. So many gimbals. Then I have here. This is so ridiculous. Then you got the Smooth Pro. Like, I don't know, guys. What do you think? Are they copying each other? I don't know, man. I really don't think it's all about that. I think it's just competing, you know, making sure I'm going to break them if I keep doing this stupid stuff. Now that I have an additional Smooth Mobile, I'm thinking of giving one of these away. I'm thinking about it. So stay tuned. Follow me on Instagram because I'm talking with Smooth people, trying to see what the logistics are. But I might give away this one. I might give away this one because I right now I have two. I really don't need two. I might give away one of these to one of you guys. But stay tuned. This is not official yet. I have to get clearance first. But I really, really, really want to do that. So, yeah. Let's see. Oh, by the way, my Smooth Mobile arrived a week ago. They updated the packaging. They now include a small tripod. Yes. Absolutely. At the very beginning of the video, we actually got the brand new packaging of the Smooth. And for those of you who are here a little bit later, no worries. We'll do a recap on the first one that we unboxed. And if you want, after the fact, just check out the video replay. But it does come with a little tripod now, which is fantastic. And it's actually very nice and fancy. It's like super low profile. I really like the way this tripod looks. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. They also added the, it's like a little pouch, like a little neoprene pouch case for the same price. So it's really good value. That way it's not scratched or anything like that. Pretty good stuff. So yeah, I definitely want to talk to them and see if we can give one of these away. So stay tuned for that.
If it's possible, I'll drop a video announcing it. That way you guys can know how you could win one of these. But in order to be aware and know what's going on with the channel, if you like what's happening, make sure you subscribe, of course. I never really ask any of you to subscribe. If you feel like the material is relevant and it's working for you, subscribe. Absolutely. But I'm not one of them. Oh, subscribe, leave a comment. No. Hey, guys, you know, this is what I like to do. You like what I do. If you do, like and subscribe. If you don't, thank you. Thank you for spending your time here with me. Either way. But yeah, if you want to be notified of these lives and the future giveaways and stuff like that, ring the bell. That way you're aware when I start the lives and the videos and all that good stuff. Just as a way for you to kind of like get first dibs on that. All right. DJI app is better. DJI app is really good. Their software is on point. Having said that, I've been playing with the Smooth Mobile and the Smooth Q and the Smooth 4 and the Smooth 4 software, what a mouthful. So far is pretty good. It's been pretty good. I haven't had any issues. It hasn't crashed or anything like that. So knock on wood so far. Let's see what's up. Organic Farmer, I want to know if any current gimbals other than Osmo One controls Filmic Pro. Only Osmo as of right now. But in reality, the only thing that you really do with it is just press the record button, because everything else you still have to kind of like play with it. You might be able to control the zoom in and the focus, but so can you from the Smooth Mobile app. Once you select the feature, you can use the dial on the side, the little zoom control to change the focus as well. So it's becoming a standard feature now in most gimbals. Mac Address says that I'm a hoarder. Not really. I do like to play with these toys though, but I'm going to give some away. I cannot keep all of them, so I'll do that. How do you keep progressing in YouTube making? What do you do to push yourself to improve rather than just stay stagnant? I'm going to be honest with you, man. All I've been doing is trying to provide as much value to you as possible. Any type of questions, I go out of my way to answer them because those are my questions too. So my goal here is not to, oh, I want to grow subscribers. I want to grow and have a, you know, millions. I mean, I would love to have a lot of subscribers because that means that I'm doing it right. But the whole idea of this is to just to share my passion with you guys and just be able to do something, go out there, create. That's what I really like. So as long as you're creating constantly and pushing yourself to a new direction, I feel that you're going to see progress. It's definitely going to come slow. I've been doing this for about a year and a half now. And only this year is when I started to see a little more traction. So, and I'm still a young channel. I only have like 4,000 subscribers, 4,400 subscribers. Are you laughing at me?
I don't know how to go from here.
So yeah, totally, man. It's one of those things that you have to deploy a lot of patience because it's a long journey, especially carrying this stuff throughout New York City, dragging everything, thinking of all the editing. It's hard. It's definitely a lot of work, but I know you can do it. Just remember that it's not about you, right? It's about you guys, the audience. So Jaren, it's not about you, it's about them. When you're creating something you love, you have to think how the other end is going to assimilate it. So for example, when I'm creating videos and things like that, I want to show you my point of view, but I also have to think that this is not for me. I'm not going to sit and watch that video 100 times. Other people will. So I have to just give you a brand new perspective, and it pushes me to look for other angles, get another thing, you know, like the extension, right? To just experiment and try to catch and see what sticks. So just try as many things as you can and patience. It's going to happen. Just keep going at it. Overlord is here. Ladies and gentlemen, Overlord, thank you for hanging out. Overlord is the winner of the PSX gaming giveaway. So Overlord, thank you for being awesome and supporting me from day one. Overlord's been with the channel literally from day one. So thank you for your support. Hope you enjoy that.
Overlord.
That's Laura. And I'm going to be sending out your stuff soon when I get back from New York. So thank you, Overlord. You can buy a Smooth Cube remote mount on a monopod, and you have a Smooth on steroids. Technically, organic firmware, that's pretty much it. I've done that with the Osmo, so yes, you can. But it's close to the end. Yes, Overlord, you did. It's close to the end. But if you have the time, swing by the beginning so you can see that I have other gimbals. But if not, man, we'll be back. We'll be back again next week or today. Who knows? Maybe I can stream again from New York City. I'll try it. Filmic Pro Control, does the Zhiyun app support 100 megabits per second? You know what? That's a great question. It does 4K 60, but I don't know if it does it at 100 megabits per second. I know Filmic does. I wouldn't think so. I would think it would probably be a little less. But if you want that higher bit rate, just flip over to Filmic, do it, boom, that's it. You know, it kind of sucks to have to reach into the screen, but I don't think it's such a big deal. And now that you have that scrolling wheel, you can compromise different shots, do some on Filmic, some on the actual Zhiyun app. So everyone knows me. They do. Come visit Puerto Rico and give a personal filming training. Dude, I would love to do like...
Go to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, we want to go to Puerto Rico. We want to go home. That's where we're from. Me and my wife are both from Puerto Rico. So I would love to check it out. Oh, that's right. Laura, there is a Cuban festival going on right now in New York City.
Oh, holy.
Cuban food. So I'm going to check it out. I'm about to, when I close this in a couple minutes, I'm going to go over the Hudson River, well, under the Hudson River, and then we're going to go and start filming.
Oh, man, I'm not even ready.
You're not ready? Well,
no, I'm
I'm always ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yep, start getting ready. So James is asking, which is the best gimbal, planning on buying one? James, it all comes down to what you are going to do with it. Are you filming your family? Are you filming vacation videos? Or you think it'll be of doing a little bit more cinematic things? Might the extension feature give you that extra jib arm? At this point, one of the things that I was mentioning earlier is that every gimbal does that fundamental thing of stabilizing your footage. Pretty good. All of them. All of them have time lapses. Most of them have motion time lapses, slow-mo, all, tracking, all that good stuff. It all comes down to those extra things. Does it support a GoPro? Am I really using a GoPro? Does it extend? Am I really going to use that extension tool? Does it rotate 360? Do I really need that if I'm not vlogging? So, you know, ask yourself those questions and you decide. My favorite three gimbals that always travel with me right now are the Smooth 4, the Smooth Mobile, and the Osmo. Those are the ones that I brought for this trip. I'm going to test the Smooth Pro. And things might change because that one does full 360. So if I'm blogging, I can switch the camera, the rear camera from me, and flip it around to what's happening. I can also do the portrait. So I can consolidate maybe one of those gimbals and do Smooth Pro and Smooth 4. I don't know. I'll let you know. But I always carry at least two. Lexine, yes, I am in New York City right now. I just had breakfast. And we're about to go to Manhattan. This was a breakfast view, which was really cool. It's kind of rainy, though, so I'm kind of bummed by that. It's drizzling a little bit. But we'll see what footage we can get. We're going to get some hyperlapse, some time lapses. We're going to get all the stuff. So, you should do what Casey Neistat, no idea how to spell edit video. we'll try. We'll try and see what's up. I have recorded time lapses, a couple time lapses, actually. We were at the very top of a building yesterday, which was insane. Check this out. It was like the 57th floor. Got a really good friend who hooked us up, and we went up there at the top of the Renaissance Hotel. We crashed the NFL draft party. We had some footage from that. How crazy is that? Yesterday was pretty crazy. But yeah, we're here. I'll try to do my best to capture all those time lapses and really cool things. Does a Smooth Pro telescope out? It does not, but it has a fantastic metal frame. And it's beautiful, man. This thing is sturdy. It's like
This is like, oh, you know, you could tell that it's high quality. You could tell. You could just tell. It just feels really good. So we'll check it out. We'll test it out. And ooh la la, right? Awesome, guys. Ramble. It's like Ramble Gamble. It's like, yeah, you know, but it's not that heavy either. So, but yeah, guys, it's been about an hour and 5 minutes. New York, New York. So nice. The name it tries. Yes. thank you for hanging out with me for this hour. Just checking in from New York City. This Move Mobile, this Move Pro, fantastic new gimbals. Links are in the description of this video, either now or once it uploads. If you feel like you want to learn more, I'm going to drop a link right now on the comments. You can just go check them out and read, learn, get informed. Take my word, but also do your own research, because you have specific needs. You're not like everybody. You're unique, and some of these gimbals might hit the spot better than the other. So don't just simply settle on the one thing that you see. So definitely do your best to learn and compare and contrast. Doesn't matter which one you get, you're going to get fantastic shots. But shout out to Smoove for meeting with me in New York City, being such amazing resources. They care a lot about this industry, and for hooking me up with these to play with and give you some crispy, smooth, silky smooth content. Thank you for taking the time with me, guys. We'll catch you on the next one. Hit the bell, because I might do another stream soon from the other side. So hope you all have a fantastic day, and until next time, we'll see you. Thank you.
Hello, podcast listeners. First and foremost, thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your time with me. Hopefully some of these tips are helping you in your daily lives to take better photos of your friends, families, and all that fun stuff. In order to provide better context, whenever you do have the opportunity, feel free to swing by my YouTube channel, youtube.com/EMTfilms. The link is in the description in every podcast. Also follow me on Instagram, where I post behind the scenes on everything that you hear or see in my different outlets. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.